Thank you, Madam Chair. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, at the very outset, please allow me to join colleagues to congratulate you, Madam Chair, on your well-deserved election to preside over this 13th session of the Commission on Trade and Development, as well as Rapporteur and the Vice Chairs for their elections. I would also like to appreciate UNCTAD Secretary General for her Excellency's insightful deliberation on Agenda Items 6 and 7. I also extend my appreciation to the UNCTAD Secretariat for the excellent arrangements. Madam Chair, please rest assured that under your able auspices, the meeting will be a success. Aligning my delegation with the statement made by G77 on China, I would like to make the following comments. Madam Chair, the devastating impact of climate change, including heavy damages infringing different sectors such as housing, infrastructures, farms, and lands, is crystal clear to all. The global warming as the cause of the disaster made us look at the root cause of the phenomenon, such as energy, fossil fuel energy consumption, and energy transition pattern. Though it is true, it requires a holistic approach to address the challenges. If we just simply impose pressure on the developing or the least developed countries to do their responsibility pertaining to climate change and energy transition pattern, we would definitely face greater challenges. Therefore, before bringing up the issue of the energy transition and to strike the balance, we should take into consideration the following as prerequisite. Number one. Technology transfer. The role of technology transfer in climate change negotiations is vital. If technology is to help us mitigate and adapt to climate change, the international community needs to ensure sufficient innovation and technology transfer. One of the main challenges of the technology transfer regime for environmentally sound technology is that a private and market-led model may not meet global technology transfer needs. But with regard to technology transfer, practical steps should be taken by our developed partner to pave the way for the transfer of the technology to the developing countries, as well as capacity building, financing, and sustainable investment to complete their commitment. Number two, financing. Tech transfer and its related elements require financing, as mobilization of domestic resources does not meet the needs. Therefore, our developed partners are encouraged to fulfill their commitment with regard to financing for development, particularly paragraph 60 of Addis Ababa Action Agenda. Number three, common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities. Application and or operationalization of the principle of the common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities in light of national circumstances in the various articles of the Paris Agreement are key factor. Hence, there is a need to integrate the CBDRRC principle in the design of the various modalities, procedures, and guidelines. Number four, unilateral sanctions against UN Charter and international law. The challenges posed by climate change and consequently the energy transition has different impact on countries, particularly when it comes to the countries facing unilateral sanctions, posing more severe challenges and adverse effect. Therefore, removing the sanctions unconditionally is the first step to keep the sanctioned countries in the right path toward energy transition pattern. Madam Chair, concluding my words, without technology transfer, sustainable investment and financing and capacity building, which were commitments of our developed partners, speaking on energy transition, stays in limbo. Trade policy at the national, regional, and international levels can help accelerate an energy transition and continue to improving market access conditions, harmonizing regulations, services, but when the aforementioned elements be observed in a holistic manner and take everybody on board. I thank you.